with author Jill Blakely. She wrote the book Make
Babies. New York Times have dubbed her the fertility goddess. So if you have children in the car and you don't want them to hear about sex, you might want to change your channel on your radio right now. We'll do this for about 5 or 6 minutes, and then we'll be back to our show. And Jill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bob. How nice to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to talk with you. You know, this country, everyone thinks that we're pretty wild in terms of our sexuality, but I'm reading that Americans are less intimate than other people in most countries. Why is that?
You know, you're absolutely right, Bob. If you looked at the internet or movies or on the TV, you'd think we were having a lot of sex. But the actual statistic is that Americans are having less sex than ever before and less sex than people in other countries. In fact, 40 million Americans in adult couple relationships aren't having sex at all. And as for why, my patients, I'm an acupuncturist and I specialize in sexual and reproductive health, and my patients tell me they're too tired. And I think I know how that feels. You know, by the time they get their kids to bed, they're exhausted. They're too stressed. My patients tell me, you know, my mind wanders during sex. I'm thinking about my to-do list. I'm planning packed lunches for tomorrow. And that they don't feel sexy. And I think that's part of living in the most sexualized culture we've ever lived in, Bob, that there's all this sexual imagery. And real women, and I'm a real woman too, worry about the jiggly bits under our arms and our cellulite, and we feel like we're not measuring up, I think.
Well, I think that's part of it. What about the fact that in this country you always think about as you age or you get older, you're less sexual, but that's not just that's not really the case. It's happening to young people now. Is it because we're working too hard?
It is. I see lots of young people. I particularly see young mums coming into my office, and they want to have sex again. And they tell me, you know, Jill, by the time I put my kids to bed, I just want to sit in front of the telly. I'm tired, and the last thing I want to do is have sex, and it feels like a chore. And that's happening to young women and couples in their 30s, certainly.
Well, what are some tips that you could give us for getting our groove back?
Well, in my new book, Sex Again, I have a 6-week program to get your groove back. And you can actually do the program free online at sexagainprogram.com. You can sign up for a daily email. And really, what I try to do is start with getting you back in your body. I think we get very, very stressed, and we're all in our heads and worrying and thinking. And enjoying sex means you need to be in your body and to feel sensations. So there are lots of little exercises to do in the book. Some of them are not particularly sexual, but they get you back in touch with your sensual pleasure. For instance, and I tell you this one because it's nearly Valentine's Day, Bob, there's an exercise where you put a bit of chocolate in your mouth and you just stop and experience the sensual pleasure of the chocolate melting and things like that. So I think the first thing is to get sexual and sensual again. And then I teach some energetic exercises that help you make a loop, a connection with your partner. And I have lots and lots of suggestions for things if you're in a rut and kind of bored. Lots of suggestions about positions and exercises to try. They're all based on 2,000-year-old Taoist texts from China. And the interesting thing, Bob, is that what I found out is sex is the one thing that hasn't changed in 2,000 years, as you can probably imagine.
We haven't really invented anything very new about that, I don't suppose.
No, we're all doing it the same way people always were. So the ancient Taoists have plenty of really wonderful information, actually. And I read these ancient Taoist texts. Some of them were only found in a temple in China in the 1970s, although they're 2,000 years old. And I picked out exercises initially for my patients at my center, the Unova Center in New York, and now for everyone else in Sex Again.
Well, one of the things that I see on your list of tips that I think is important is to bring kissing back.
I think so.
People don't seem to be so intimate as they used to be.
It's true, and I think kissing is one of the first things to go in a relationship when you get into a rut. Some of my patients tell me things like, you know, I come in and I kiss the kids and I kiss the dog, and finally I give my husband a peck on the cheek. And so in Sex Again, I suggest that you kiss every day, and I say for longer than it takes to sneeze, like a proper kiss every day.
Well, you know, working hard is part of the American way, it seems now, and both parents are working. How do you get past the I'm not sexy enough or I'm too tired?
Well, in the book, I have lots of tips, and some of them are just nutritional and vitamin supplements and things like that. But I think that most people aren't too tired for sex. They've just forgotten to make it a priority. And one of the things that I try and explain to people in the book is that your sexual connection with your partner is really important. It's the way you stay spiritually and emotionally and energetically connected with another human being, and it's the way you balance things in your relationship. So letting it go is sad. And prioritizing it is a really great idea. Sometimes you don't have time for, you know, long sessions of sex. And in the book, we do say, you know, a quickie is a great idea sometimes, just to have some connection.
How can you tell if your relationship is stuck, that you're not really very intimate anymore?
Well, if you're not having sex, a third of women say that they don't feel like having sex and they don't enjoy sex. If you're not enjoying sex and it's a chore to you and you're not having sex, then your intimacy has dwindled and it is probably time to work on it if that's what you'd like to do.
All right, Jill, this has been a fascinating conversation. We appreciate your time. Again, your website and the name of your book.
The book is Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. You can buy it at all good bookstores, and the website is www.sexagainprogram.com. You can sign up for free emails, one a day for 6 weeks on there.
All right, thanks for all the tips, and have a great Valentine's Day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
Bye-bye.